I'm going to give my final review of Love Like the Galaxy. I have been documenting my journey with this show. I can't believe I made it to the whole 56 episodes, and I have to talk about my loves, some of the stuff that I have a little bit of criticism towards, but overall, I just want to talk about this epic journey of Love Like the Galaxy. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart Podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and whatever else I want to talk about. I had finished Love Like the Galaxy, and I've been wanting to do a final review for a while. I have to say, I am not surprised I made it to episode 56, because I fell in love with the show a long time ago, and I can tell you, I came into it as a Xia Le Si fan. Really big fan of hers, and I left even a bigger fan of Leo Wu. If you have not been paying attention to my podcast or you're new around here, I have done like several episodes of Amidst a Snowstorm of Love, which stars him in it, and that show's making me fall in love. But Love Like the Galaxy is what got me to that show, and Leo Wu is definitely one of the brightest talents, and I'm gonna just put myself on a limb. I think he's one of the best actors coming out of mainland China right now. I think he is phenomenal. I'll tell you right now, just off the top of my head, episodes 48 to 51, I think, were the biggest masterclass of acting. And the entire storyline of General Ling getting his identity back, being General Ho, his entire family being massacred, and him finally getting that revenge. Obviously, I'm going into spoilers here, so that entire arc, the revenge, the level of desperation, the anger, the resentment, the absolute heartbreak, and him destroying the trust between him and Xiao Shang and what they've built. All of that was made possible through Leo Wu's extraordinary acting. He is phenomenal. It's actually quite alarming to me that filming this show, he was like 20. Like 20, 21. I am blown away by the amount of talent he has. Like, there were scenes where there's like snot dripping down his nose. You could see like veins, like thick, just popping out of his skull. You could see like all the blood just rushing through the surface. You could see the level of anger in his eyes. Like, he to me would be incredible in theater. I think, I don't know if he has a theatrical background. I'll be honest, I haven't done a ton of research into him as of yet, but I just know what I've seen of his work thus far, I am completely enchanted with. But he is just a beast as an actor. Just a beast. He was in beast mode the entire time. And I bought into it. And despite that, I know that he effed up along the way. And I actually really adore Xiao Shang as a character. I feel that everything that we saw from the very first episodes and the amount of times that she stated that she wanted stability in her life, she wanted that family, she wanted to feel that she can trust people. She's been let down and she's been abandoned so many times that those abandonment issues were a constant through line throughout the entirety of the show. So I understood the big massive breakup between the two of them and why narratively that was important. And I also understood his motivations as a character as to why he had to do what he had to do with what happened to his family and what him and his aunt witnessed and them coming up with this cover-up and him coming into the personality of being General Ling and everything that transpired afterwards. All of it made sense, but it was still heartbreaking. And I also just enjoyed the break. I think the two characters were really strong on their own. They had really clear defined histories and their motivations every step of the way made sense, even though you as a viewer probably were watched, if you watched the entirety of the show, were probably like, why can't you guys just communicate? If you guys could have communicated, that would have solved like 80% of the conflicts in the script. But then where would be the show, right? Where would those 56 episodes be without those conflicts? But I understood where the characters were coming from. And I love Xiao Shang pretty much throughout the entirety of the show. There's maybe one scene where she said something that was kind of weirdly colorist that I did not like. But outside of that, I really enjoyed that character. And I truly understood why she made the choices that she made. And I respected it. But I just had to tip my hat to Liu Wu. I think he was just utterly spellbinding in this show, and I don't know what other adjectives I can use, but I just know that he did some damn good work. And I know that this show is heavily regarded, it's got a lot of critical praise, it's still popular amongst some C-drama watchers for a reason. But I fully get it. His performances alone, like, made the show for me. Like, full stop. And as I said, episode 48 through, like, 50, 51, like, my memory is kind of hazy, exactly. But if you watch the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Other things I love was the Empress. The character of the Empress was really so vital and important for Xiao Shang's growth. I think she was just such a wonderful character. The actress had such a beautiful and kind face. And the amount of love, the motherly love and guidance that she was able to provide Xiao Shang through the entirety of the show, that it made her death that much more hard to bear. I understood that they had been hinting at that and foreshadowing it for quite a while, but it still wasn't great to see. But it was just an incredible emotional arc, and those 5 years that Xiao Shang devoted to her is just, it was gorgeous. I loved her. I loved her presence. I didn't think of her as weak at all. I think she had a lot of grace and she had a lot of inner strength and she had a lot of compassion in her. And even though she didn't always do well as a mother to her own children, I just always ended up having so much more empathy for her than Xiao Shang's actual mother in the show, even though I know she does come around in the end. But still, I detested Xiao Shang's mom throughout the entirety of the show, and I think she figured out too damn late the amount of damage, irreparable damage that she caused Xiao Shang's psyche. And I know that her and the father slowly took accountability, but I still wasn't entirely satisfied with them, even though there's like the big epic scene at the end that I will talk about. But the Empress was such a phenomenal character, and I thought her relationship in particular with the consort of the royal family was really fascinating as well. I love that there was never really true competition between the two of them. It's just through the political dynamics of the palace and the emperor. I mean, on any other show, those two would probably be at each other's throats and there would be some very delicious dramatic tension. But I always loved that both the consort and her, they just had this mutual level of love and respect for one another. And that remained all the way until her death. And I just found their scenes absolutely fascinating to watch. And the actresses had just great chemistry together as well. I really, really enjoyed that piece. The battle scenes, some of the battle scenes were just really, really big spectacles. And you could tell a lot of money was put into them. So a lot of those scenes, as I said earlier, from like 48 to like 51, and where you get to see General Ling at his absolute most ruthlessness, along with the Black Guards, just some of my favorite sequences to watch throughout the entirety of the show. But funny enough, in episode 56, like the final battle, I actually felt was kind of underwhelming, only because like the episodes prior, the action and the cinematography, the costuming, everything that came to play was just so grand and epic. I felt like the show wouldn't be able to surpass it, and then it kind of didn't, because to me, the final battle felt almost lackluster and anticlimactic in comparison. But overall, I really enjoyed the fight choreography in a lot of the show, and it actually looked like those punches were landing when, you know, soldiers were getting stabbed and skewered. You audibly gasp and you actually flinch, and even like the sound mixing, like you can almost hear bone crunching in some of the scenes. Like, it just, it's very gory. Like, war is absolutely never pretty, it's never beautiful, and they show just how disgusting and ugly it can get in a lot of the later episodes, which I was really like taken in with. As far as things that I wasn't as satisfied with, I'm this is gonna be a petty quibble, but I kind of wish we got the wedding scene. I feel like after everything that the two went through, we could have gotten like a gorgeous wedding spectacle and just got to see them like love on one another, because the physical chemistry between Xiao Lusu and Liu Wu was always there, right? Like, I bought into their chemistry for the show, and even though it was more commemorative of everything they went through, and then the final scene was the entire family looking up into the galaxy, into the sky, I understand the symbolism of that, and it was pretty, but I selfishly kind of wanted the wedding scene. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get it, but that's neither here nor there. There was a couple of last third act, you know, Xiao Shang in ultimate peril, where General Ling had to go rush to save her, that were kind of irksome to me. There's that whole weird chase in the carriage scene, and the really weird CGI of him diving into the carriage trying to save her, and that other irritating character that should have stayed dead like several episodes ago. That was really weird. That kind of took me out a little bit. Yeah, there's just kind of a couple of scenes here and there. I was like, But overall, I have to say, the show was one hell of a journey, and it made me a massive Liu Wu fan. I'm telling you, those episodes, when he was able to finally enact his revenge, I was just completely enamored. I could not take my eyes away from the screen, and it made me so happy that I stuck out with the show for all 56 episodes. For me, getting to like episode 50 was a feat, and the payoff was really good. The acting is so damn good. I don't know how many awards Liu Wu won for this show. I know the show as a whole was very celebrated, but I hope he got acting awards like just spilling out of every corner of his house. I just can't get over just how damn good he is. They need to put him as another ruthless character in another wartime story, or just put him as a gangster now in present day and just have him be cunning and ruthless. I swear, this actor, he just has like an old soul type spirit in him. The fact that he has this a level of charisma and just acting chops, and he's only like 24, like, he is going to be a force to reckon with. Like, he is not one to play. And the funny thing is not only is he just incredible, and I'm sure he's going to continue to have an amazing lucrative career in China. Like, if he wanted to, you know, go international, want to hit like mainstream Hollywood over here in the West, I think he could do it flawlessly too. Like, I'm listening to his English in Amidst the Love, Snowstorm of Love, and his English is fantastic. He could easily, you know, diversify that portfolio of his. He may not want to. You know, Hollywood isn't the end-all be-all for actors from other regions, right? That's a very arrogant Western way of looking at things, but I'm just saying, I just think he is just so multifaceted and talented, and I'm just in like this huge like fan wave of him right now. Like, I'm just all about him. I just think he is phenomenal, and I just can't stop raving about him enough. Yeah, so overall, Love Like the Galaxy, really, really good show. There was some scenes like in episode 52 to like 54 that I just think were not necessary. I did think the final battle in 56 was kind of anticlimactic. I wish there had been a big celebratory wedding to kind of tie everything nicely, but overall, I think the show was an epic feat and they really put in the work for it. And I enjoyed it, but I still hated the mom. Let me just end the podcast episode with that. I still dislike the mother, even though the family came to help her out in the end and they all were fighting. They brought their swords, they were ready to go. I still can't stand the mom. The mom was awful through like 80% of the show. So her in the final hour finally deciding that, you know, I've done my child so wrong, fine, whatever, but oh, I did not like her ass. I'm sorry. And that's so funny because the actress is really sweet and I loved her in Hidden Love. And I thought she was really cute with Shalissa in Hidden Love. But here in Love Like the Galaxy, I was like, get the hell out of here. I could not stand her throughout the entire show. So I had to leave the episode off on that. So thank you for watching. If you have watched all the parts to Love Like the Galaxy, thank you so much. I feel like that was the first series of my podcast that actually really took off. And that show is special to me, you know, and it really introduced me to Leo Wu. Like, this to me is like his magnum opus as far as like acting roles so far. I will admit I have not watched everything he's in. I know he's in more than just Love Like the Galaxy and Amidst the Snowstorm of Love. Like, I know, and I'm gonna get into it. But what a wonderful introduction to this actor. I adore him. I think he's phenomenal and I can't wait to see him in more stuff. Okay. If you're watching this via YouTube, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you so much. Give me your comments about Love Like the Galaxy. Are you still rewatching this show? Have you not watched the show yet and you're curious and somehow you stumble upon this podcast and now you want to give it a go, even with all the spoilers? If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts streaming as well, I really appreciate you. Love you as well. Until the next episode.